from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Noe.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a mass burial site has been located near a northeastern city territory recaptured this week but from Russian forces, a site AP journalists have documented. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a dark forest outside Izium in northeastern Ukraine, wooden crosses mark hundreds of graves. Some have numbers on them, otherwise unmarked. One bears a sign indicating 17 Ukrainian soldiers were buried there. Ukrainian forces have started excavating the sites using metal detectors in case of any explosives. The Ukrainian police investigator tells Sky News a pit containing more than 440 bodies was uncovered, while the deputy interior minister says evidence of torture chambers have also been found in the recaptured territory. In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky says, as in other occupied towns like Bucha and Mariupol, Russia leaves death everywhere. And the world must hold it responsible. I'm Ben Thomas.
Armenia and Azerbaijan appear to have negotiated a ceasefire in the past day, pausing fighting that has reportedly killed more than 170 troops on both sides since violence erupted early this week. Armenian officials announced the ceasefire starting Wednesday in a televised broadcast. There has been no confirmation from the Azerbaijan government. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted that the U.S. welcomes the cessation of hostilities. The renewed fighting between Azerbaijan and Armenia has stoked fears of further military escalation in the decades-old conflict. Experts warn the war in Ukraine and the energy crisis facing Europe might complicate peace efforts. For more news, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Germany's economy minister says the group of seven major economies have agreed to take a tougher, more coordinated stance toward China when it comes to trade. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After a two-day meeting with fellow G7 officials, Minister for Economic Affairs and Climate Protection Robert Habeck has told reporters discussions about China are part of an effort to ensure high international trade standards and to prevent Beijing from using its economic might to steamroll other nations. Habeck, referring to Germany's own position on China, says that the naivety toward China is over, adding, the time when one could say trade, no matter what, regardless of the social or humanitarian standards, is something we shouldn't allow ourselves anymore. Germany wants the EU to establish a more robust trade policy toward China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A report finds that climate change jeopardizes healthcare services. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
Medical centers around the country say that fires, flooding, heat waves, and other extreme weather are increasingly jeopardizing medical services, damaging healthcare facilities, and forcing patients to flee their hospital beds. That's according to findings released in a report from the House Ways and Means Committee. A majority of the 63 trade associations, hospital systems, and community health centers that responded to the questionnaire say they've experienced at least one extreme weather event at some point in the last 5 years. The weather disasters force closures or evacuations that cost millions of dollars. Norman Hall, Washington.
President Joe Biden plans to meet at the White House today with family members of WNBA star Brittany Griner and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, both of whom remain jailed in Russia. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden will hold meetings at the White House with Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle Griner, and Paul Whelan's sister, Elizabeth Whelan, to discuss his continuing commitment to bringing their family members home safely.
These separate meetings are to be the first in-person encounter between Biden and the families, taking place amid sustained but unsuccessful efforts by the administration to secure the Americans' release. The administration said in July that it had made a substantial proposal to get them home, but despite plans for the White House meetings, there is no sign that a breakthrough is imminent. Griner has been held in Russia since February on drug-related charges, sentenced last month to 9 years in prison after pleading guilty and has appealed her punishment. Whelan serving a 16-year sentence. The government regards both wrongly being detained. This is VOA News.